Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. You know, it's hard to believe it's been 14 years of bringing you the inspirational resources to live your best life. And guess what? I'm now bringing you together live in person in Massachusetts, May 1st through 3rd, with the Inspired Life High Vibe Transformational Women's Event. I am so excited to be gathering over 65 speakers, all on the topics of personal and spiritual development, a divine marketplace. And I want you to imagine for a moment 3 days dedicated to nourishing your spirit, elevating your mindset, and transforming your life. You can get all the details at inspiredlifeevent.com. Tickets are on sale now, so head on over. And I'm super excited because today's special guest is actually a speaker and exhibitor at the Inspired Life event. And when I learned more about her mission and her passion for what she does, I said, I have got to have Carolyn on this show. So today you're joining us for a discussion on how we can rise above the chaos of a continuously challenging and changing world, my friend. And the way we manage stress today has a huge outcome on our potential to succeed. And join us for this special conversation that explores adversity, burnout, and how to conquer chronic conditions, even cancer. With me today is Carolyn Gross, is an expert in the field of mind-body healing, with over 2 decades of experience helping people rise above chaos and gravitate to health. As an award-winning speaker, executive coach, and patient advocate, she has appeared on NBC, ABC, and Lifetime TV. As a business owner and healer, she has expertise in both business and natural health. Her research provides a multitude of solutions and skills to help people manage chaos with confidence. And I think we could all use some of that. Her other books, including Staying Calm in the Midst of Chaos, Treatable and Beatable, Healing Cancer Without Surgery, and Breaking the Cancer Code. Today, we'll be talking about her latest book, Rise Above the Chaos. Welcome, Carolyn.
Oh, Linda, it's my pleasure to be with you today.
Well, I've loved your energy. We had this instant connection, and I was like, yay, she's joining us as a speaker because you have such a powerful message to share.
As do you, and that's why it's so much fun when we get together.
Oh, I love it. And one of the things I always love to talk about on my show is I believe there's always a story behind every woman who's out there being a transformational leader. I believe in many cases, and I've discovered actually from all these conversations, is that our own personal journey led us to the work we're doing in the world. Does that relate for your journey too?
Absolutely.
So bring us back to what started.
Pardon me?
How did it start, Carolyn? Bring us back to that moment.
Certainly. Well, of course, we're going to go back decades now to do that, but I had the little gene in me that said, I want to help people, and I want to be on stage, okay? So they say a lot of times your natural gifts will appear in your childhood as a, you know, like how you play or how you pretend, you know, people pretending to be a nurse or a teacher, what have you. Well, I used to be on the front porch doing lectures to the bushes in the yard. So there I was. And finally, when I got the courage to go after the field of motivational and inspirational speaking, which, you know, didn't happen until after, well, right before actually 9/11, okay? And so here I am in the late 90s. I was worried about the chaos in the world then. And the long and the short of it is I did end up, you know, quitting my day job, starting my company, and I wrote Staying Calm in the Midst of Chaos before the events of 9/11. So that meant that I was dialed into something, even though I didn't really know that I was, but it meant I was dialed into something about chaos. So it really has been my work for over 2 decades. I'll just do a quick commercial of how we get into those cancer books so that you get the full grasp. But when I was in the motivational speaking field exclusively, I saw a lot of ego because people were on stage too much and everybody was clapping for them. When they got off the stage, they thought they could do no wrong. And, you know, for a true healer and helper of humanity, we have to have that ego in check, right?
So true.
Yeah, we really do. So here I am, like I'm in my dream mission, but I'm seeing this other part of it and I'm like, oh, there's the dark side of speaking. So then I said a prayer that I would be given an important message. Okay, and this was right after the 9/11 stuff. And within a year, I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. So upon the diagnosis, that's when the trajectory of my research in Rising Above the Chaos deepened. And again, I was given a little bit of a thread. Maybe you can heal this without a mastectomy. You know, that's what they did to both your grandmothers back in the 70s. You know, hasn't this breast cancer stuff progressed since the disco era. And sure enough, I took that road less traveled and did no surgery, but I did, of course, some low-dose chemo and radiation just so I could fit in a little bit. But and immunotherapy was the subject of 2 of my books. And I worked in a clinical setting. And today, and coming to your event, I'm back working in the world, not just medically, because there is so much chaos. There's so much disruption now that I feel I have to be back on stage touring the book, coaching, counseling, one-on-one. Of course, I get a lot of cancer patients now as clients, you know, from my 12 years of clinical research and time in working in immunology. So there it is.
It's a full circle, right? And I believe for all of us that are transformational leaders, that I believe we were given our struggles, our challenges, so that we can become a better leader, right? And so that we can lead with our soul's mission, as you discovered, right? Because each aspect of that led you to the next part of your path. And I love stories like that because I believe we're all being led, but it's the thing about listening, right? And, you know, I'll be the first to admit I didn't always listen. And now everything that I do, especially in this business, which I've had 14 years, is what am I meant to do? I don't have a business plan. I just follow that intuitive guidance, that inner wisdom. So isn't that what we all need to do to rise above the chaos? It's like, tap in instead of listening outside of ourselves. Is that a part
of what you do? That's exactly why we really are so in alignment. I mean, we knew that right away. But that's exactly why I left the clinical setting, because the only solution now. So in my latest book, I talk about internal versus external chaos, and what has happened is there's so much external chaos in the world now that the only way we're going to survive it is if we have that internal chaos in check. You know,
I know that's been the only way for me is going inward, but it's not always easy, is it, when you have so much coming at us between media, social media, all of it, the chaos of the world. What are one of the first things that you guide a client to in order to shut off the noise?
Repeat that question, please.
What's one of the key aspects that you guide your clients to do in order to shut off the outside noise?
Well, first of all, they have to have some time with themselves, you know. So if that means shutting off their phone and, you know, taking extended phone breaks rather than just a couple hours, you know, like at a movie or at an event. And so really we can be alone now just by shutting off our phone, because the minute we pick up the phone, we're out in the world. We're out of ourselves. Would you agree on that?
Oh, I tell my clients all the time, even when you're working on your computer, if you have 20 browsers open, you are allowing the energy of all that outside energy to come at you. Shut everything down. Focus on one thing at a time. Like, and that's for someone that's working on a project. But I agree completely. A cell phone keeps us connected, I think, too much.
So one thing that'll happen at your event, the people that come to my session, they're going to have to put their cell phone away for that 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful.
And
we're going to be recommending the same thing to all our attendees, to be fully present. Give yourself this gift. I know some want to take pictures. I get that. But be fully present. Give yourself the gift of this moment. You know, so we have that planned in the emails.
That's beautiful. Gosh, it's just, see, this is no surprise why you're the reason I come to Boston. Because you just have everything that I fully advocate. And, you know, what happens when we get together and we're on the same track, mission-wise or message-wise, is it amplifies.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Because you're interviewing me, the listeners are getting even more than they would, you know, in another type of setting. And that's also
exactly
why event work has become, so I put on an event too, so maybe we'll have to talk you into San Diego, girlfriend.
There you go.
Called Enrich Your Life, and it's outside of San Diego, like you're outside of Boston, you know what I mean? It's,
yes,
it's close, but not right there. And so what happens is event work now is becoming so paramount because, are you ready? They're closing stores left and right. We're going to have no place to go to socialize anymore. And
it's so true. And one of the things when we come back from our first break, Carol, and we're going to take a break,
yes,
I want to talk about the power of community and connection. And that
oh,
ties
perfect
into what you're talking about the importance of events. And this is why, after an 11-year hiatus of producing women's events, that I'm stepping back in, because I listen to my audience and they're yearning for this. So we'll
good
be back in a moment. I'm with Carolyn Gross. I want you to learn more at creativelifesolutions.com. We'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is the author of Rise Above the Chaos, Carolyn Gross. So, Carolyn, a moment ago you were talking about the importance of events. It's one of the key reasons I got called back after 11-year hiatus producing women's events. I used to produce Mass Rhode Island, two in Mass, one in Rhode Island, when I first started Aspire. And I then went digital with all my brands and, you know, grew multiple media brands. And I kept listening to my audience, listening to my private clients, and they were all yearning for community, connection, just this sense of belonging somewhere, being able to dive into topics that they were intrigued about but weren't sure about in the online world because it was new to them. And I'm like, well, let's do this, baby. We're going to create a sacred container for you all to step into. So are you noticing that too with your clients and your audience, that they want that human connection?
Well, it's paramount, as I used that word earlier, but I mean, I just have to say, if the world is going to the place, so my husband works for Whole Foods, okay? And I've been shopping at Whole Foods for a long time and natural health food stores, you know? And now people don't even shop, you know, for their own groceries. And so what happens is, as we don't shop for our groceries, we don't go to the store to buy things at Macy's or at Pier 1. These are all stores that are closing, you know, like 50 stores for Macy's. And I don't know if it's all Pier 1, but these are huge indicators. An early sign of it was when Borders closed because Amazon had taken the book business. And, you know, they just took such a big chunk of it that Borders couldn't survive. Barnes & Noble held their own, you know. And as a published author like you, I'm sure, you're like, please, please don't get rid of bookstores, you know.
Exactly.
But now what happens is, as you said, your clients are so hungry that when people go to an event, I mean, even at the registration table, and please invite your attendees to this, like, make friends the minute you walk in the door, because we need more friends. Here's this connectivity generation, like, we're all connected all the time, and there's more loneliness than ever, more depression than ever, more anxiety than ever. What are you saying? We're connected. We're socially isolated. So
it's
now
so
people...
True.
Now, but this is me and you too. The minute I walk into an event, I don't have a lot of shy bones in my body, but I have a couple. And I have to like put my shy bone aside and go for it. Like, you need to feel connected. You need to find a new friend. You need to have a significant conversation with a total stranger. You know, I mean, I put those things on me. Like, come on, do it, girl. And of course it happens. And then I leave, right? Even if it's a half a day event. But the more days, the merrier, because I think we're all empty vessels.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think I'm going to go back for a moment. One of the best blessings I got when I produced an event back in, I think it was the one in 2009 in Quincy, Mass. This is a story to talk about what an intentional event feels like. It was a women's event, Carolyn, and I was walking around, and there was a man about 6'3", big burly guy, just leaning on a wall. Now, of course, it was a women's event, so I was shocked to see a man in the main, right outside our marketplace. So I went up to him, I go, hi, how are you doing? And he just had this peaceful look, and he's leaning with his shoulder on the wall. He said, I'm good, thanks. And I said, are you okay? He says, I'm not sure. And I said, what's up? He goes, I have attended so many events and I have never felt what I'm feeling right now. I'm going to cry every time I tell the story over 10 years.
Aww.
And he said, and he wasn't an attendee, and I'll fill you in on that part in a moment. And he said to me, I don't even know what this is, but I can't leave. I've been leaning here for 30 minutes.
Oh.
So I finally introduced myself and said, hi, I'm Linda. I'm the producer of the event. And as you know, it's a women's event. So I'm curious how you're here. He says, well, actually, I own the pipe and drape company, and I always come in the day of the event to make sure everything is flowing good and that my team did a great job. He says, I've done thousands upon thousands of events, and I don't know what I'm feeling here. And I put my hand on his chest. I said, you're feeling love. That's what you're feeling. And he was just blown away. Now, that's what I call an intentional event. That's the energy that's going to be at Inspired Life. That's the energy that you're talking about a moment ago, about community, connection, filling your vessel, tapping into the wisdom of all the instructors there. We're going to have a magical event at Inspired Life. I'm so grateful that you're there bringing your energy and love and intention to it. But that's what women need, right? To feel, not just attend. Like I tell them, I'm not an expo creator. I'm an intentional experience creator. And doesn't that go back to what you were just describing, that woman are yearning for?
Absolutely. And I'm going to just do an endorsement for you and how powerful your event is. And I want the listeners to know that I actually rarely will go and exhibit all the way across the country when I'm not being paid to speak or on the stage, you know, because remember that little girl was talking to those bushes. That's in there, you know what I mean? So it happens at the booth, okay? I do a one woman show at the booth, but it really happens bigger when I speak from the platform. And yet your event was irresistible to me. And even I sat there for a half an hour when I was paying your deposit, not knowing if you were going to accept me as a vendor. I said, I almost was like, what the heck am I doing? And I did it. And by the way, look at all that's happened. I've been so happy ever since I did. And now you have me
speaking.
You're
part of my sacred community now. And then on the radio show, when I saw Carolyn's application come in, I'm like, she is coming all the way from California. Are you kidding me? And we have speakers, and here's how I know my intentional event is being felt already.
You bet.
I have speakers and exhibitors flying in from all over the country for this.
Well,
and
I'm one of them.
Yes, you are, baby. And I said to myself, they're feeling the love and intention. And that goes back to everything we're talking about today, about shutting off the outside noise, going within, coming to intentional events like this or workshops that you hold, or it's like nourishing yourself, filling your vessel so that you can stay grounded in your truth and not spin out with the chaos of life when it's coming at us.
So you asked a question earlier, and then we got so excited because it is important, everything we've said, the connectivity, setting the intention. You know, you asked, well, what do you tell your clients? So the first thing I always tell my clients is you have to know yourself. You know, so I have an expression, the better you know yourself, the better you show yourself.
Ooh, I like that.
And because there's so much distraction and disruption now, we have to make decisions all the time about the emails we open. Are we going to respond today? Are we not going to respond at all? You know, am I going to take this call or block this call? Do you remember that the phone used to ring and you never even questioned if you were going to answer it? You were like, oh my God, the phone's ringing. I wonder who it is.
You were so excited.
And now it's like the phone's ringing. And all of a sudden you can even go right into chaos. Like, should I take it? Should I not? Who is it? Is it a spammer? Is it important? Can I interrupt myself right now? You know, it's like, oh, Lord, the phone rang. Okay, don't go make a martini.
Yeah, and on top of it, it's the same with email. Because, right, like I tell my clients, just because someone emails you does not mean you drop what you're doing and scatter your energy to answer it. Set aside 2 times a day that you check and respond to email. You have to control the energy coming at you. Don't be bounced around like a beach ball going, oh my God, the phone, I got to do this, I have to do that. No,
be intentional with the energy that's coming at you. Hold your own container.
Yep.
And for me, that's been, I had to learn that. That's why it's so important. I used to be like, oh my God, an email just popped in. I'd stop what I was doing and wonder why I felt scattered all the time. I ended that like 9 years ago and said, I'm taking my power back. We're going to talk more about that when we come back from our next break. And I'm with Carolyn Groves, an expert in the field of mind-body healing and author of Rise Above the Chaos. Learn more about Arrow, all the magic she's creating, as well as all her best-selling books at creativelifesolutions.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Experience a homecoming to your heart. In the foreword of Dr. Deborah Riebel's new book, Being Love, How Loving Yourself Creates Ripples of Transformation in Your Relationships and the World, Marcy Shymoff shares, the answer to our inner longing isn't finding love, it's being love. The practices that Dr. Deborah presents in Being Love are keys to opening your heart and receiving your divine birthright as a physical manifestation of love. Her techniques, developed over years of successful private practice with her clients and from her extensive training in multiple disciplines, are accessible, compassionate, and effective. Her message is powerful, and if you allow it, will change your whole life. Order your copy of Being Love today at beinglovebook.com and receive over 45 transformational gifts. Being Love is brought to you by Inspired Living Publishing.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and I'm having a wonderful conversation here, and I'm so glad that you have joined me and Carolyn Gross for this conversation. So, Carolyn, lead us to what led you to write your latest book, Rise Above the Chaos.
Well, it is along the lines of people being addicted to the technology. You know, you can say their cell phones, because that's certainly true, but also addicted to technology. I mean, a lot of baby boomers finish work, finish dinner, and they get on Facebook or some other social portal, you know, and spend the night, you know, whereas is there some family in the house, you know?
Well, that's the part that breaks my heart is when my honey and I go out to eat and we look around, no one's looking at each other. They're sitting in a booth at a restaurant, looking down at their phones, completely disconnected from each other. And I see the children, too, and they're sitting there trying, like a little girl last week was, I'd say she was four, was drawing on the placemat, trying to slide it to mom and dad to show them. And they're like, wait a minute, while they looked at their phones. And you could see the little heartbreak in her face because you could tell she was used to hearing that. And Dana said to me, I can't believe they're not even seeing her.
Yeah.
And we noticed that, as I'm sure many of our listeners notice it. And come on, we're all guilty of it, but we have to have conscious awareness or it's going to just we're losing empathy. We're losing connection.
So another reason that I wrote the book was, you know, the whole 10,000 hours to be an expert theory?
Yeah.
Okay. So for the listeners, you know, a lot of us have goals that we want to start a business or we want to have a successful blog, or now it's a YouTube channel or whatever it is. It used to be a business. Now a lot of people just want to have, you know, a million hits on something, right? But what's happening is people are trying to get the prize too quickly, and we get our strength through chaos. I call chaos the great teacher. So when we have...
I love that. Yeah, well, it resonates. It's like, oh, yeah, I can see how it could be.
Yeah. And so let me give you an example, because in my office, of course, I have to have people that have all the technology skills, you know, that baby boomers didn't start with. You know, as I like to say, we weren't born with a cell phone in our hand. So that makes us a generation apart right there. But what happens... And I started to see this maybe 3 or so years ago, and people would apply for the position, and they would be, I'd be like, well, have you ever worked in publisher? Have you ever created this kind of flyer or, you know, a workbook? And they'd be like, oh, don't worry about it. I can handle it. And I'm like, you can? How? You know, oh, I'll just ask Google. So I saw that I'll just ask Google thing happening. And so even going back to the better I know myself, the better I show myself, today... And this is why I'm at your event. Today, we have to have that inner compass. You were saying you like to listen to yours more than ever. It's our survival skill now. It's not even a luxury to be spiritual or, you know, develop your spiritual talents. It's not even, that's not a luxury. It's a survival skill now. It's a hard skill. You know, they used to teach in business, because one thing, I still work in businesses, Linda, because they're suffering.
Yeah, they're so disconnected. They're so disconnected. They're in the mask, what I call the masculine model of doing, striving, tasks, to-dos, and they forget about business is really about human connection, relationships, et cetera, which is more the feminine. And those who get that are going to be able to navigate business a lot easier. I had to go through it 14 years ago. I was a pusher and striver because I thought, well, if I can win all these business awards, which I did in my first business in the 90s, I
was
healing a wound inside
me. Which was your first business?
My first business was a retail store from 92 to 2002. I went from welfare mom, opening my business for $2,400, to 4 years later winning Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Massachusetts.
Nice.
So it's been my spiritual journey.
Yes.
And business, I think, is and can be one of your greatest spiritual teachers. Have you noticed that for yourself?
Absolutely. And when I say I still, I wish I hadn't said still work in business. I get the privilege to work in business because they do need the tools that you're talking about at the Inspired Life event.
It's so true. And I think that we're all given gifts. And I believe this for every person on earth. We're all given gifts. And once we do the inner work to discover what they are, as you did at a young age, right, talking to the bushes, is, but you knew, like your soul already knew, this is what I'm meant to do. And then you had to live the journey to create it, right? Same with me. I look back on my life and say, this is why everything happened. At the time, of course, there's certain things you don't want to happen. I wish they didn't. Now I look back and go, oh, you were preparing me for all of this. Have you noticed that in your own life too?
Absolutely. And I was going to even throw in a little piece of a credential that I think is important for the listeners. And that is, so, you know, my bio says mind, body, you know, health and mind, body healing. You know, where's all that coming from? You know, we really haven't gotten there. We've been to community and the phones, and I better know myself. Where I get my wisdom is I go in through the vehicle of the body herself. And so, and if it's a man, the body himself. And I also had a healing energy. So I worked as a cranial sacral therapist and got my massage license, which is where my research came for staying calm in the midst of chaos. And, of course, it only gets amplified, you know, 10x, those 10,000 hours I put in to really bring expertise. and mindfulness.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
To the audience. So there's something in cranial work where you talk about the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system. So I've been lecturing on that for 20 years, and all of a sudden it's become a hot topic again because of the digital distraction, and people just can never calm down. So they're always keyed up, and the sympathetic nervous system's rolling. But what also would happen, because I did hands-on work, was there was something called still point. And because I did that through my hands into individuals' lives, I now notice when I get on stage, if the audience needs it, I will eventually take them into still point. And so,
and help them come down, right, into themselves?
Which will activate their own inner healing. So again, I
so
work
that's
with
where
stage
the mind-body
work.
Connection
yes,
comes
ahead.
In, is you, all that work you did. Yeah.
So that's also why, because I had that body wisdom, that's also why when they wanted to take my breast off in 2003, I could feel in my body, oh, no, no, that's going to hurt me. I don't think I'll recover from that. I think I can heal cancer. I don't know that I can recover from that mastectomy thing you want to do. And again, better I know myself, the better I show myself. We have to know her wisdom, that body's wisdom. And so
to know it, you have to be able to listen.
Exactly. So some people are coming in through like again, more etheric channels. I don't care how you get to your inner compass. I use the vehicle of the body, which that does help people who aren't like angelologists and they're not feeling, you know, I mean, we're supposed to all be blessed. Whoever you believe is doing the blessing, that's your choice, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But my transformation, my biggest of all transformations of my whole life, and I've got so many different chaos, great teacher examples, is that healing of breast cancer without surgery and, of course, continuous healing. You know, I always feel like I'm always healing that. But it's a wonderful thing.
In the connection, we have that in common, too, because I was a massage therapist, so I started laughing, going, another connection of why we resonated so much. So when you said that, if you heard me kind of giggle out loud, that's why I'm like, oh, my God, we have so many divine synchronicities. And for the listeners, Carol and I just energetically met. From your email, you had been following me for a while, but the moment we connected and Carol had reached out to be part of the event, it was instantaneous, I felt, Carolyn. So
yes.
I'm now seeing from this conversation a lot of the synchronicities that led us to this moment.
And also let this be a demonstration for the listeners that this is what's going to happen to them at the event. They're going to meet and align with these like-minded souls where it's like, gee, we only talked an hour. I feel like I know her my whole life, and I want to know all about whatever happens to her in the future, you know, at whatever level that'll be, if it's via email or your blog or, you know, I'm part of one of your webinars or they're part of one of my webinars or, you know what I mean? But we need connections so badly now that when you find a good connection, sign up.
Now that you said that about, you know, the power of connection, I'm going to read something, and I wasn't expecting to, but something that you just said about the event. We have a testimonial that's about to go on the page, and on the ticket page, and she wrote in when she found out that I came back after an 11-year hiatus. And I know I'll cry. I said, Linda, I have to let you know what a difference your event in 2009 made at a very dark time in my life. In February of that year, my event was April, my mother died suddenly and I sunk into a deep depression. The immersion into the energy of love, compassion, consciousness, and excitement with you in your event was transformative. I felt love, capital letters, and it rejuvenated me and helped me continue with my healing and led to an even more spiritual empowerment work that I now do. For the last 10 years, I've been following you, and you've been an important part of my journey. And I'm so excited to see this event return so that I and others can reap the benefits of what you and the others create. I'm grateful for your vision. Now, 10 years later, that wounded soul is now a speaker at the event.
Oh.
talk about her journey. That event put her on her journey to becoming a healer. There's a second woman, her testimonial, same thing, going through a divorce. She did not want to go. Her self-esteem was at its lowest. She just couldn't get out of a black hole. And she said, something told me, get your ass out, and you're going to that event.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that on the website in the next couple of weeks. She went. It changed her life. She's now a healer. She's now a private client of mine. We just reconnected when she sent that testimonial. She became a private client. She's a speaker and an exhibitor. And she said, I now know my life has purpose no matter where you are. And I'm going to tell the woman in the seat that, she said, no matter how much pain you're in your life, look what can happen if you follow, like you just said, Carolyn, follow the connection, follow the community, do the work, tap in. Isn't that what we're all doing in the world as leaders? Like you, you are here to get that message out to remind women and men that there is another way, right?
And
that,
it's also like do the work. So I started to tell a little bit of a story about, you know, my assistants going to Google and saying they can create these documents. So when I was writing an article for your, it's a magazine, is that right?
Aspire Magazine,
Aspire Magazine. So when I was writing the article, I actually talk about talking in the article, so we won't give away the, we want everybody to read the article with Carolyn Gross, Rise Above the Chaos, but I do talk about the power of talking. And of course, I've known again for over a decade that women actually need to say more words than men. And so I'm writing the article and I'm like, well, women need to, you know, talk about three times more than men, meaning three times more words than men. Oh, how often? Per day. Okay, per day. So when you see all this, you know, text me, you know, email me, and people are almost offended when you call them.
Yes.
There's almost an angry tone. Remember we were talking at the beginning of the hour that, you know, people, the phone rang. Oh, yay, someone's calling. And now it's like, who is it? You know, you know, you're a spammer.
Yeah, why aren't you texting me?
Right. Why aren't you texting me? Well, if you're a woman, so for all these women, call. If you're not going to call, then schedule the tea or the coffee date. Schedule lunch. Schedule spa dates. We got to talk. We have got to talk. Well, anyway, so here I am, and I'm writing the article, and I just write, you know, women need to talk three times the amount of men. I thought, I better do my Google check, right? Because Google knows everything. And sure enough, I was spot on, which I was grateful for. Like, here I have my inner wisdom, hard-earned, those 10,000 hours of research. I have it. Nobody can take it away. Here's the problem with Rise Above the Chaos and the world as it is right now. If you don't work hard for it, you don't earn it. And if you don't work hard and earn it, it isn't yours. It's not in your memory bank. It's not in the cells of your body. It's not in the cells of your being. It's just another post. It's just another flippant bit of information, but you haven't owned it and made it yours.
So true. So powerful. It's so simple, but so powerful, isn't it?
Well, there's a legion of us that have to get that message out because it has to get to all generations. You know, I'm not going to pick on one because I did a YouTube video recently and I sort of called out one generation. Forget that. We all need to, you know, pick up a book and read something you're interested in. You know,
so true. And we're gonna run to our last commercial break. And then when we come back, I want to talk more about what you have coming up. Anything you want to share with our listeners in our last segment. And I'm sure some more juicy conversation, too. So
yeah,
I'll be back in a moment. I'm with Carolyn Gross of CreativeLifeSolutions.com. Learn more about her best-selling books, her offerings, and all she's doing in the world by visiting her website. We'll be back in a moment.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Are you feeling a deep, persistent ache in your soul, telling you there is so much more you could be experiencing? Are you tired of your life quietly being shaped by fear and doubt instead of by your dreams? Inspirational speaker, certified law of attraction coach, and best-selling author Kelly Michelle empowers heart-centered women in their 40s and 50s to boldly reimagine and recreate their next phase of life in alignment with who they are now. Through her deeply transformational coaching, programs, and writing, Kelly emboldens, inspires, and guides women like you to embrace your inner truth. This is your invitation to discover new, incredible opportunities available to you in this profound and powerful time in your life. Visit yourdreamsyourlife.com to learn more about Kelly's supportive and transformational programs and to schedule your complimentary Clarity Breakthrough session.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm so glad you're here with me and my special guest today, Carolyn Groves. So, Carolyn, tell me what magical, other than coming to the Inspired Life event in May, what other magic are you up to in the world?
Well, you know what's interesting is I worked, as I told you, with cancer patients for the last 12 years in a clinical setting. So when I wrote the Rise Above the Chaos book and just focused all of my energy now into my business rather than the partnership I had at one time with the doctor who had, you know, healed and been part of my healing team, what I found is everybody started referring either people just going into treatment, people just diagnosed to me. Like, what an honor, right?
Sacred honor.
I've always coached people that were in life crisis or transitions. And most people would go like, why do you want to do that? But you get it. I'm like,
yeah,
well, that's because it's a rich opportunity to make a difference in their lives. And they're going to make the difference. I'm just going to help them get there.
Yeah, you're giving them the container and the tools. They have to do the work.
Right. So that's really become an honor, and I think that's another part that even though this latest book isn't about cancer at all, that story is the biggest of all my journeys, you know? And I've witnessed, and I'll save a few of my stories for your event, but I've witnessed some pretty big things that happened in the lives of family members. But yet, you know, it's always your own crisis, your own traumas that hurt the most, you know, unless you're really codependent, you know.
And then it's really deep. Now, just at the end of our call, let's share a couple of the most important things that someone that is right now in the midst of unexpected chaos, what should they do?
Well, the first thing is you've got to listen to your body. So if you are feeling anxious about saying yes to something, well, then it's not time to say yes, okay? Mm-hmm. If you are feeling like you're not sure that you can give your confidences to somebody, it's time to not do that. Don't share all the secrets or what you really have on your mind behind the scene. You have to find, like you just said the word, safe containers, safe connections, safe people. You know, if people have like, oh, I don't have time for church, and they have bad memories from their childhood for whatever reason, being forced to church, find some sacred community if you're in a major crisis like that. I mean, there's there's even musical artists that go across the country and they do chanting. I mean, one of those concerts is like 3 weeks of church. You know what I mean? There's certain things you can expose yourself to that'll activate healing and deepen your body wisdom. But the last little tidbit I'll throw out there to just sort of wrap it up is, when a crisis shows up in my life, I demand it to give me a gift.
Say that again.
When a crisis shows up in my life, as I'm getting ready to wrestle through it, dance with it, you know, go through the tunnels, I demand that it give me a gift at the outside, at the end result of it. That's why I call chaos the great teacher.
And it's like you're setting your intention that something good is going to come out at the end so that you have something to energetically focus on. That's what I felt when you said that.
And those are perfect because that's coming from you and your life experience. And then I use the words that I use because they come from me and my life experience. And by the way, my spiritual teacher nicknamed me Boots on the Ground. So when I talk about like demand and fight and whatever, it's like, well, I'm Boots on the Ground. You know,
yeah,
I didn't get angel wings. I got my army boots. Trust me, I won't be wearing army boots to your event.
I bet you would look cute anyway. It's just such an important message that, and I want to just circle back because as soon as I heard the name of your most recent book, Rise Above the Chaos, I'm like, just that, without even the subtitle, you know, just spoke so deeply to me because I see it all around me, you know, and I've lived it. And rising above, I just love the vision of that. Like, you can go above the chaos. You don't have to be the chaos.
That's right. And so,
and
how I like here's again an example that goes right to that most important event that I've had of all my teaching experiences through chaos. That when that diagnosis came, I went, look, cancer's treatable and beatable, you know. And when I started to work in the, you know, cancer survivor and cancer patient community, everybody was like, well, I'm in remission, or I'm still in remission. And all I saw was this arc over their head, like an umbrella almost. And the umbrella's name was cancer. And I'm like, I don't want to be in remission. Thank you. I don't want to be in remission at all. I want to be free and clear. And so I never work with those kind of words. You know, I will listen to somebody. I won't, like, correct them or anything. Like, oh, no, don't say remission. I don't do that. You know, come on. That's offending people. But I just tell my story.
And you help them see there's another way of viewing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, see, they only know the world's way of what's been drilled into them.
Yeah.
Right? Like all of us. So you are opening their eyes to a new way of viewing their journey with cancer.
There it is.
And that's a gift because you're empowering them to choose to choose differently if they so desire.
And if medical professionals try to scare, and I say this for women more than men, but I've worked with both, I have the eraser to clear that fear out of their bodies. Because I've done it. For thousands of patients. So,
and what a sacred gift that is.
Yeah.
And Carolyn, I'm so excited that you could join me today. I feel like this conversation could fill four shows, my friend. And I want to invite everyone, learn more about Carolyn's work at creativelifesolutions.com. Come see her at the Inspired Life event being held May 1st through 3rd in Taunton, Massachusetts. You can learn more and grab your tickets. They went on sale last week and they're going quickly. That's inspiredlifeevent.com. And both Kellen and I would love to give you a hug in person.
Absolutely. Tell me and tell Linda that you heard the show, and it'll be a sacred hug at that.
Exactly.
And until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.